Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Were you watching at 7 o'clock last night as President Trump took over the East Room of the White House and had a special ceremony to swear in Brett Kavanaugh for the second time as a justice on the Supreme Court? Michael Bauer, our WRVA reporter, was watching and joins us now this morning with the fallout from the ceremony. This was not a normal kind of, you know, check the box and let's all go have a cup of tea in the blue room type of event, was it?
It was not that kind of an event. And in fact, you saw initially at the onset when the president welcomed Kavanaugh and was getting ready to do the whole ceremony, he apologized on behalf of the American public for what Kavanaugh had gone through, saying that the pain and suffering that Kavanaugh had gone through in regards to all of the allegations against him and his family, and apologize to the family. There was a weird setup to the whole element here, where rather than just sort of the fundamental swearing in and congratulations and patting on the back and handshakes part, there was this big element of, in front of that. And today we're hearing from different news organizations, they're calling them falsehoods by the president in regards to the fact that he said that Kavanaugh was proven innocent by the investigation, the FBI investigation is what he's referring to there. But I don't know that there was ever a proving innocent point in that. And again, we weren't talking about Kavanaugh having been on any kind of trial for any kind of criminal activity to be proven innocent from. So there was a lot of elements to this on a political level that were just kind of off, I guess I would say, for a swearing in for your next Supreme Court justice.
Well, certainly something different than we've ever seen. I mean, it didn't bother me, but I did notice it when he said the proven innocent line. I think that was probably his attempt to clear the guy so he didn't walk around for the next 30 years with everyone pointing at him saying, oh, you're a rapist. I mean, that's a pretty horrible thing to have to deal with when no one can back it up. It's just an allegation that's out there.
Well, it clearly is certainly the president trying to say that this issue is now closed, and that I think that's kind of the direction he was trying to go on this. I don't know that you were proven innocent on any level, but certainly the president saying, listen, we didn't find any corroborating evidence in the FBI background investigations. I guess that's the next thing. I guess that's the next level of it. But regardless, trying to close that door and make it at least appearance-wise on the ceremonial swearing-in portion, that, listen, that's all done with, that's all behind you, and now we're moving forward, and we're going to have you sit down in the Supreme Court, and now you'll get an opportunity to hear some of the more important cases that this country faces.
Yeah, which starts today. Hey, so the president met with the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, yesterday. What, that kind of slid under the radar for a lot of people. What happened?
Yeah, it was interesting because it wasn't a meeting like we had been expecting. You know, we had initially there was going to be this big meeting after the New York Times report that Rod Rosenstein was not only questioning the president's mental capacity, but also said that he would secretly record the president. And then Rod Rosenstein vehemently defending himself, saying that those things never happened. He never said those things. And then we heard, oh boy, there's going to be a meeting with the president. Remember, Rod Rosenstein had allegedly resigned and the president was going to fire him. All of this kind of stuff had gone down. And then the Kavanaugh hearings developed. And then it was the FBI investigation. And that all got pushed to the back burner. So yesterday's meeting was more of a meeting of two guys who happened to be headed to the same town together to speak at a law enforcement group. And you had President Trump taking Rod Rosenstein on Air Force One down to Orlando to have that meeting, to have that presentation. And even before they stepped on the plane, President Trump seemed to be in relatively good spirits, saying that he and Rod Rosenstein had a great relationship and that he was not planning on firing Rod Rosenstein whatsoever. And then he sort of mirrored that once they came back. He said, I'm not making any changes to the White House press, and said, if I were, you'd be the first to know.
Pretty remarkable. Glad we didn't let that one slip by. Michael Bauer, our WRVA reporter from Washington this morning. Thanks so much.
You got it. Have a great morning.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.